Unit 5. Lessons 33 to 40.
Go with transportation.
Lesson 33. How can you go?
Can you take a plane to the bakery?
What is your favorite kind of transportation, Danny?
Walking. I can go almost anywhere on foot. I can walk to school. I can walk to the park. I can walk to your house.
You can walk to the bakery to buy donuts. But what about other cities? Could you go to another city on foot?
Of course not. That would be too far. I could take a car.
I'd take a train. I love riding the train. It's my favorite type of transportation. Is it yours too, Brian?
I'm sorry, but it isn't. I couldn't take a train to London to visit my parents. London is across the ocean.
You could take a ship!
Of course, but that would take a long time. I would like a more rapid type of transportation. Planes are very fast.
Can I take a plane to the bakery? I'm very hungry.
Boats can float.
Are boats different from ships?
A boat is a small ship. In other words, a ship is just a big boat. Boats and ships float on water. Who made the first boat? Nobody knows. Boats are very old.
When were the first sailboats built?
Sailboats have sails. They use the wind to go. We know that the Egyptians had sailboats thousands of years ago.
Do you remember the country of Egypt? Egyptians are people from Egypt. Egypt is famous for its pyramids. How were early ships for ocean travel built?
To go across oceans, ships at first needed sails and oars. People pulled on the oars. It was a difficult life.
Who built the first steamboat?
In 1783, a man from France built a boat with a steam engine.
When did the first steamship cross the Atlantic Ocean?
By the 1800s, ships started to cross the oceans using sails and steam. What was the first ship to cross the Atlantic Ocean without any sails? The Cyrus, in 1838.
Fascinating fact.
Hovercraft.
Did you know that a hovercraft is not a boat? Although it crosses the sea like a boat or ship, it does not touch the water. It sits about 20 centimeters above the water. It can travel faster than most boats and ships.